subject, she can't keep her hands off me, even in church. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have a dilemma. I am passionately in love with my future wife. I love her because she loves holding my hand and kissing me in public. She is the woman I have been praying for. But there was a problem. She's not a Christian. She was not a Christian. I asked her to go to church. She was open to it. So we went and have been going for the past several months, and she seems to enjoy it. The problem is, while we're in church, she likes to feel on me. I ain't gotta lie, it's sexy, but not appropriate. One time during altar call, I was praying, and she caught the booty grab spirit.
What?
I looked at her and she winked while chewing on her gum in a sexual way. The next week, I was talking to a deacon and his wife about something. My girl runs up behind me and wraps me up from behind. That was cool, but then she stuck her hands in my pockets. The deacon was wondering why I was jerking around while I was talking to him and his wife. One Sunday, I introduced her to the pastor because I was going to ask him to officiate our wedding. As we walked away, she slapped me on my butt right in front of him and everyone around us. I was embarrassed, but turned on. My pastor called me later and wanted to talk to me. I haven't called him yet because I'm scared of what he will say. I tried to tell her to chill, but she says she can't help herself. Now I'm going to marry this girl anyway, but how can I tell her to stop feeling on me in church without hurting her feelings? She is sweet and I love the affection, but like the good book says, there is a time for everything, and that ain't it. Boy, are those true words. I say call your pastor back immediately, and for you guys, I would definitely suggest some sort of premarital counseling with your pastor, because your future wife needs to know. She really needs to know that she's out of line in church. Love and affection are fine. Who doesn't like love and affection? But, you know, they're one of the keys to a successful, loving, and healthy marriage. But all this booty grabbing and all this kind of stuff, this sexual inappropriateness, it has no place in the Lord's house. She needs to know that, and maybe she can find that out, you know, when she talks to the pastor about counseling and everything, because she's being very disrespectful. You two freaks. All right, Steve. Let's go.
We
must
make
Motown.
This a matter for the JPJJ.
That's the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Come on, Pastor.
Deacon, are you with me?
I'm with you, Pastor.
Today's sermon is, she can't keep her hands off of me.
That's the time.
Come on now. She can't keep her hands off of me.
Yeah.
He loves this woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
Because she loves holding hands and kissing in public.
And spanking it.
She is the woman that I've been praying for.
Come on here now.
But there's a problem.
What's the problem?
She is not a Christian.
No.
That beckons me to ask this question.
Come on with that question.
Well, what is she then?
Yeah, a sinner.
If you ain't a Christian, or what is you?
A sinner.
All this grabbing and tongue kissing and holding hands and crotch grabbing.
Yeah. Crotch grabbing.
If you ain't a Christian, what is you?
Yes.
Let us read on. You ask her to go to church and everything, blah, blah, blah. The problem is, while we are in church, she likes to feel on me.
Yeah.
Touchy, touchy.
Yeah.
Scratch, scratch, grab, grab, squeeze, squeeze, tickle, tickle.
Tickle, tickle. That's right. Don't leave that tickle out.
Who she cool?
What?
I ain't gonna lie. He say it's sexy, but not appropriate. One time during altar call, I was praying and she caught the booty grab spirit.
Come on here now.
Is the booty grab spirit?
Let's talk about
where that come from. That ain't in scripture nowhere.
Nowhere.
She just grabbed your booty. That ain't no spirit.
Yeah. But
that's
but,
just some booty grabbing.
But it sure seems intriguing, though, Pastor. But go ahead.
I had to help Sister Flordine up one time.
Uh-huh.
Flordine?
She had fallen in the snow.
You grabbed it?
And the only way to get her up off the ice I had to grab her buttocks.
Yes.
That was the only way
I could think of.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Her arms played no part in that, huh?
And I couldn't see her arms.
Okay.
She had fell on them.
But you saw that ass.
Hey,
and it was
a church.
Deacon.
I'm sorry, Pastor.
Try to control yourself.
Yeah, but I thought about what you grabbed.
Okay. One more time, just for the record.
You grabbed that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.